This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa nwala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that on the surah Luqman, after he mentions وَصَيْنَ الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدِهِ, he goes on to say أَنِشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ إِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرِ. You should be grateful to me and grateful to your parents. So our dua today is related to our parents, to make dua for them and to increase their mention in our daily dua, because they have a right over us, as they were a reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made for us to be existing in this life. And there is two du'as that are both taken from the Quran. The first is on the tongue of Ibrahim alayhi salam, as mentioned in Surah Ibrahim. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. And the other du'a, which is mentioned in Surah Al-Isra, رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. So both of these du'a are an indication to remember and to seek forgiveness for your parents as for yourself, and also to ask for mercy from Allah. Surah Al-Isra, رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. Oh Allah, have mercy on them both as they nurtured me and they brought me up when I was young. And indeed, in the Surah Al-Isra, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is advising us that the human should say this. So it's an indication, a command from Allah. So when you are saying this dua, you are responding also to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the dua of Ibrahim also teaches us that we are asking for forgiveness for the brother Muhammad, who asked for dua for asking forgiveness. So Rabbi ighfir li, ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. Are both dua asking for forgiveness for yourself, for your parents, and for the believers, and to ask mercy for your parents. So I hope that inshallah ta'ala is useful in that sense. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us and from you. This dua will also be on the Facebook page for you to refer to later. Brother has also asked the reference for Quran for the repentance surah. We have many references for repentance. In fact, the whole surah is called Surah Tawbah, which we'll come to in due course. But if you go to Surah Al-Tahrim, which is surah number 66, and you go to verse number 8, there is a whole command from Allah. O you who believe, to repent to Allah a sincere repentance. And in Surah An-Nur, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Inshallah, I can come back to that.